to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano.
From the Sox to the Jocks, in the last 25 years, Jerry Jones has done it all when it comes to the Cowboys. Taking a look at the Purchase of the Boys by Jerry on the Musers on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Join the Hardline Friday from 3 to 7. They broadcast live from Texas Land and Cattle in Uptown, Dallas on Lemon Avenue. Celebrating Texas Independence Day. Say hi to Mike and Corby at Texas Land and Cattle Friday from 3 until 7. All right, it's 8:42 on The Ticket. It's the Musers on a Tuesday morning, February 25th. 25 years ago today, Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys and changed Dallas-Fort Worth sports history. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Cowboys Hall of Famer Randy White's going to join us. He's going to talk about the player's perspective from going from the Tom Landry era to the Jimmy Johnson era and what that was like 25 years ago. So stay tuned for that. But we can't have a show like this without having Jerry Jones on the program. And we thought we would welcome the Cowboys owner and GM to the program. And Jerry, we're going to roast you this morning with some of your former coaches joining us on the show.
Well, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't a little bit nervous about this.
No, don't be nervous. It'll be fun.
Oh, thank you, Jody. I do appreciate that.
Well, first of all, congratulations on 25 years.
Yeah. I appreciate that, and we certainly it's amazing. I can't believe it's been 25 years, and I don't look a day older. I've kept alive and well-preserved, and for that, I give thanks to God.
Yay,
and,
okay.
Gene doesn't look a day older either, and for that I give thanks to Dr. John Eggleston from Highland Park.
All right, well, let's get the party started, if you will, Jerry. I know you'll remember this guy. He's the guy that made waves with you 25 years ago today. Jerry, say good morning to your first head coach with the Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson. Hi, Coach.
Hello. Hi, you got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Jerry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the phone. I can barely hear you. I'm just going to get a shark on the line or something. But I would just want to call and say happy anniversary, DJ.
Wait a second. You're calling me from a boat. It's my 25th anniversary, and you couldn't even get to a landline.
No, I'm out here fishing. I got a Yoo-Hoo on the line. I've been catching shark all morning. Hey! Remember how I used to wear those nut-grabbing shorts back then, Jerry?
Oh, the old nut-grabbers. That's right.
Remember that? Yeah, it's been 25 years since you bought the team. And, hey, if you want a few more years, it'll be 25 years since you won a Super Bowl. How about that, Jerry?
All right. Sure do appreciate hearing from you there, Jimmy. And next time, find the landline. We're getting looped.
Well, in fact, I think I'm going to win a fishing title before you lift another Lombardi. I think the only way you could lift a Lombardi is if you went up there to New England and hoisted Michael Lombardi. Okay. All right.
All right. Hey, Jimmy, two words. F you.
Okay, before this gets ugly, thank you, Coach Johnson. That was Jimmy Johnson joining us here on the Jerry Jones Roast 25 years ago. Who's next?
Let's see. I do believe we have Barry Switzer on the line. Barry, you got us?
Oh, boy. Barry.
Jerry, you see what they're doing today? National Football League option football quarterback takes it down the line. Back keeps his perspective. It goes 90 if it works. We were doing that back at Oklahoma.
Tell you what, you think that I stay off topic? Listen to Barry for about 10 minutes. You'll find out how far off topic a man can get.
I think you remember Buster Rhymes, J.C. Watts, speed and quickness, perspective, option, football.
Well, I think we need some stories about maybe when you were with the Cowboys, maybe your favorite Cowboy story.
You want stories with Cowboys? I got stories with Cowboys. 1975, we're playing for a national championship, but Kansas beats us in Norman. Shocking upset. We still have a chance to win title. Oh, we go Nebraska, beat Nebraska, Steve Davis, Joe Washington, perspective, option, football, quickness, speed. Go to the Orange Bowl, Bo Schembechler, Rick Leach.
Okay, again, we need Cowboy-type stories more than Sooner memories.
Recruited Billy Sims, Hooks, Texas, called him halftime Colorado football game. We're up. We're hanging half a hundred on those bastards.
He's never going to get to talking about me.
No, I don't think so. Barry. Yeah, I think it's all about Barry and Oklahoma football.
All right, let's let Barry go. We also have standing by another one of your former head coaches, Dave Campo. Coach, we don't quite have time to get to you right now. Do you mind holding on?
Well, obviously, you want me to go now?
No, we don't have time for you right now. If you can just wait a few minutes.
Yeah, I'll hold.
Okay, that was nice of him to hold.
Yeah, that's
because
nice.
Because I think we have an even bigger name from the coaching
world.
Well,
we're trying to work in a lot of people here, and apparently we have a time frame. We can only work in Bill Parcells right now. Coach, you got us?
Yeah, I got you guys. You got me?
Yeah, we got you. You're on with Jerry.
Good Lord.
Jerry, congratulations. 25 years, you know, okay? Working with you is interesting, okay? And you really didn't know that much about football, okay? You know, the media, those guys always talking about your knowledge of football. I was the one that had the knowledge, okay? And I'm the one that's going into the Hall of Fame, okay?
He is going to the Hall of Fame.
And you're not. You're still waiting, okay? Okay.
Are you sure this is Bill Parcells and not somebody from the Stroke Ward Department?
I think it's Bill Parcells, actually.
You know, it's
older.
It's still me, and I know the voice is shaky, okay? But, you know, I'll tell you, Jody, the breaking point was when this guy made me coach the player. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
The player?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Terrell Owens.
Whatever happened to Corby? I like that kid.
He's still working here, actually, Coach.
Terrell Owens was a good idea on paper, and I will be vindicated that. History will treat that kindly.
I don't know. Maybe.
How about that?
Our thanks to Coach Parcells. And finally, Jerry, we're going to bring on one of your best friends through all these years, the guy that you really wanted it to work for. He was recently let go by the Houston Texans, so he's available if you want. If you want to hire him again, it's Wade Phillips. Coach, you with us?
Jerry?
Yes, Wade.
Happy anniversary, Jerry.
Thank you, Wade.
Remember me, Jerry?
Of course I do, Wade. I'm using your name.
You know, the thing that strikes me, Jerry, is I remember the most about you. When you say to someone that you're going to run down the street and get a bag of hamburgers, and then you come back and you hold a press conference and announce that I'm out as head coach and I don't get any hamburgers. That ain't cool, Jerry.
Well, I figured the sack of hamburgers was a good diversionary tactic, but am I hearing this story right? You were most offended by not getting the hamburgers.
Well, yeah, you said you were going to In-N-Out. And I never saw them hamburgers, Jerry. You owe me 8 hamburgers. But I do remember good times, Jerry. I remember the good times. I remember when we had, well, some winning seasons when I was the head coach. And I remember that year we made the Final 8, Jerry?
There's no such thing as a Final 8.
You still got that banner up at the stadium, Jerry?
No, I don't.
Well, you should, because that was quite an accomplishment, Jerry. We made the Final 8 back in 2007.
Wade, what do you even have going on in your life right now?
Well, just a lot of Nintendo and NFL Network, I guess.
When was the last time you went to the bathroom, Wade?
Well, we don't want to get into details about that, Jerry. It was ugly. It looked like one of Daddy's heifers in the barn.
Okay. I think we need to let you go, Coach.
But, Jerry, I just want to tell you I love you. I still love you despite all the wrong things you did to me. I love you, Jerry.
All right, that's creepy. Now I'm creeped out.
I think
I am too.
I think the magic number with Wade was 8. He made the Final 8, and he's still waiting on those 8 hamburgers.
You don't eat hamburgers, and I got to tell you, if my face could at all show human emotion anymore after all this Botox, you'd see a look of disgust on my face by that hippocampus.
Well, we're out of time, and unfortunately, Coach Campo, we didn't have time to get to you. Sorry about that.
Hanging on the line for like 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, my aching balls.
I do appreciate you guys.
What the hell is this whole thing?
Sorry about that, Coach.
Thanks for having me on. And it's been 25 years, and due to medical advancements and me keeping a stable of tissue-matched individuals in a state of suspended cryogenic animation, I'm going to be around for 25 more.
Well, we hope
so. We don't doubt it.
All right. God bless you.
You too, Jerry.
Thank you, Jody.
It's George. All right, you too. Take care. There he goes, 25 years later. The fake Jerry. 8:51 here on the ticket. All right, he was a mainstay.